Okay, in this audio boo, I'm going to talk about education and technology. And I'm down here in Florida at a beautiful resort, Sun and Fun Resort. And there are a lot of older folks here and some younger folks, but there are a lot of people that have many misconceptions about the internet. Some of them think the internet's a bad thing because there is some bad content on the internet. Of course, it's a very small percentage of overall content that's on the internet is what we would call bad content or inappropriate content by most standards. But nevertheless, there are people that paint the internet with a broad brush and say that everything on there is bad news. And so they take the position that they don't want their kids on the internet, for example, and they don't even want them to learn about it. And I think that that's a big, big mistake, because the internet is, by many accounts, the most significant invention of the last 100 years. The internet is changing everybody's lives and will do more so in the years to come. There are things on the horizon that many of us just can't even conceive of, even those of us that are extremely familiar with the internet. So to ignore it, I think, is a big mistake. Now, just like any form of media, you can steer people towards the better parts of it. And I think that's the key. And with the Area Guides Network that I'm affiliated with and the websites that I'm affiliated with, we try to publish all content that is family-friendly content. Content that you would see in a you know, most mainstream magazines, People Magazine or whatever. Now, some people would think that some content in People Magazine is inappropriate content. So everybody draws a line somewhere. But my point is that I think that what you need to do is you need to educate those around you as to what's on the internet and find the things that you like and focus on that. Find the websites that you like, bookmark them, go back to those. Find the social networks that you like Twitter. Twitter is very powerful because you can follow people that are like-minded with you. So if there are people, if you're into photography, you can follow people that are into that. If you're into movies, you can follow people that are into that. If you're into a particular TV show, you can probably find people that talk that up one side and down the other. So, and I mentioned photos. If you're into photos, Flickr is probably one of the largest photo sharing sites, and it's database driven so that you can join groups on Flickr. For example, I'm a member of a D700 group that deals with photography with the Nikon D700 camera. And you can learn a tremendous amount from groups like that. So I guess what I'm saying is learn about the internet. Before you condemn it, learn about the internet and know it through and through. And especially before you condemn it for your children and so forth and cut off opportunities for them, make sure that you know about it and make an informed decision as to what's out there. And, of course, steer yourself and your family and so forth in the right direction on the internet and contribute to it. The more positive content that people contribute to the internet, then that will tend to dominate the content that's not so positive. So you'll contribute to the internet. So I guess that's my point for today, is education is key, and that's true in most things we do. And go to my website, craigship.com, and I have links to lots of content and that is family-friendly content. My entire Flickr photo stream with 30,000 photos is family-rated by Flickr, so feel free to take a look and comment on those pictures. You can comment on any pictures that are there, and you can add them to favorites. You can create your own groups of photos. So enjoy the internet, and feel free to drop me a line, and you can contact me through craigship.com. Thanks for listening.